plane carrying over 200 people bound for the UK has crashed shortly after takeoff in India. The scenes there are described as devastating.
At the moment, it is a search and rescue. We haven't given up hope of people emerging from this.
Details are still coming in. We'll bring you what we know so far. I'm Phil Towers, also on Thursday's lunchtime news programme from Radio News Hub. A call for kids who are eligible for free school meals to be opted in automatically. And tributes to Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson. But first, Dave Cronin has a rundown of today's top stories.
A flight bound for Gatwick Airport has crashed as it was setting off from India. Reports suggest over 200 people are on board the Boeing Dreamliner that was departing from Ahmedabad in the southwest of the country. Officials say it came down in a residential area nearby. Police have come under attack during a third night of disorder in Ballymena. Officers responded to petrol bombs with a water cannon, dogs and plastic baton rounds as they tried to disperse crowds in the County Antrim town. A number of buildings and cars were also set alight. Things started on Monday after a protest in support of a victim of an alleged sexual assault. And new figures this morning showed the UK's economy shrank by more than expected in April. It contracted by 0.3%, down to a fall in services and production, but house building grew. It's been blamed on the financial uncertainty caused by steep tariffs imposed by Donald Trump.
So first today, a plane that was bound for London has crashed with over 200 passengers on board. There were also reports of dozens of people killed on the ground. Liv Thompson's here with more for us. Liv, what do we know so far?
So the plane took off from the airport in Ahmedabad and was heading to Gatwick Airport, but it appeared to explode when it crashed shortly after takeoff. We know 53 British nationals were among the 244 people on board the Air India flight. That number includes the pilots and crew as well. It was due to reach Gatwick at 6:25 this evening.
So Liv, do we know much yet about what has happened?
Well, the signal from the plane was lost less than a minute after takeoff. Footage from nearby shows it going towards a residential area before being engulfed in a huge explosion. We don't know yet what's caused it, but we do know that the pilot put out a mayday call.
And do we know anything about the plane?
Yes, it's a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. This is actually the first incident of this type that one of these has been involved in. They've been in operation since 2013 with an otherwise unblemished safety record. Air India were one of the first airlines to use them.
Thanks, Liv. Well, Julian Bray is an aviation security expert. He's told us what his initial thoughts are.
We are not ruling out security issues because it is in a conflict zone. We understand there is substantial collateral damage where this happens, so there will be residents who are in the list of fatalities. Obviously, this is a tragedy. At the moment, it is a search and rescue. We haven't given up hope of people emerging from this, but the point is that sometime it might actually revert to a recovery operation.
Well, in the last hour, Foreign Secretary David Lammy has updated the Commons.
We know that British nationals were on board, and Mr. Speaker, I can confirm that the FCDO is working urgently with local authorities to support British nationals and their families, and has stood up a crisis team in both Delhi and in London.
Well, it is a story that is still developing. We'll have more on this throughout the day as things become clearer. Next today, kids eligible for free school meals should get them automatically without having to sign up. That's a call from experts who reckon doing this would reduce inequalities and make sure that those who need them get them. Well, yesterday we heard the Chancellor announce 500,000 more school children would become eligible.
Last week, this government announced that free school meals will be extended to over 500,000 more children. Yeah. That policy alone will lift 100,000 children out of poverty.
Well, Dr. Tammy Campbell is from the Education Policy Institute. She told us why she thinks the current system isn't good enough.
The whole process can range from just providing their local authority with their details once, and then throughout their child's schooling, the local authority will check and recheck whether they are eligible for free school meals. But in other local authorities, there's a requirement that families are really sort of knowledgeable and clued up on what's going on, and that if their income sort of falls to a certain level, they know that they can apply. And obviously not all families know that. It depends on whether the family is informed about it, what information is about locally. There can be language barriers. There can also be things like stigma. So there's a lot of different things playing into whether children actually get registered when they are eligible for free school meals.
Still to come today, Poundland's been sold for, well, you'll never believe how much. That and the rest of today's business news.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text JUSTICE to 78900 to find out more. That's JUSTICE to 78900.
So welcome back. Poundland has been sold for a pound. With more on this and the rest of today's business news, here's Andy Hoyle.
Yes, the discount chain's going to be shutting dozens of stores after it was sold for just a pound to investment firm Gordon Brothers. Pepco Group have owned Poundland since 2016. They've more than 800 stores and over 16,000 members of staff. But they've reported having a difficult time of late, with sales down and a number of stores already closed. Things have gone the other way for Tesco, though. They say they've had strong sales, even though they've faced intense competition from other supermarkets. They say their own brand goods, especially their finest range, have been snapped up by more shoppers than ever. Bosses say they expect to make less profit this year, though. And the rate of women being hired into leadership roles in the UK has fallen for the third year in a row. LinkedIn says the drop is seen most in the science, technology, engineering and mathematics sector, where only around one in eight leaders are women.
Next, new research has found three quarters of small business owners say they plan to take less than 15 days of holiday this year, while 8 in 10 agree that taking a break is essential for their overall well-being and business productivity. Our reporter Alex Blakemore spoke to Abby Pope from Smart Energy GB.
Many small business owners struggle to switch off because it's such a huge responsibility. You've got so many day-to-day tasks that depend on you. It's hard to step away from it, and many people don't want to place that burden on others to be able to take the time off. Our research shows that even if they do take time out to have a break, a lot of them still aren't able to fully switch off. A quarter of them admit being in touch with work every day when they're off.
And how are financial worries playing a part?
Well, the financial pressures are still very much there for everyone, aren't they? With the cost of living, increased supplier costs and energy costs are still very much top of mind. And cash flow is a real issue for small businesses. A quarter of them say they're only sometimes in control of their business's cash flow and their day-to-day financial planning. Small business owners say if they've got any spare funds, they're much more likely to save them for emergencies or unanticipated business costs, or they may even reinvest them in the business. Only a third of them say that they'd actually use it to take time off or invest in their personal well-being.
So what can small business owners do then to help alleviate some of the stress?
A good starting point is to look for small ways that you can free up some time. One easy thing small business owners can do is to get a smart meter. They measure your energy use in near real time, and that means that you don't have to send manual meter readings to your supplier, and it can save you time. It's one less task to worry about. The data they provide helps you to work out where you can make small changes in your energy use as well, and that can add up to savings in the long run.
Where can small businesses go then for more information?
Small business owners can check if they're eligible for a smart meter, either by contacting their energy supplier or broker, or they can search Get a Smart Meter for Business.
And finally, tributes are being paid to the man behind this. If you should ever leave me, will life still go on, believe me? Yeah, that's right. Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson has died at the age of 82. Radio New Subs Raj Kaur has been looking at what people have been saying.
Yes, his family and bandmates have all paid tribute to the late producer, as have many other famous artists. His cousin, Mike Love, said Wilson's musical gifts were unmatched, while Al Jardine described his bandmate as his brother in spirit. Elton John said he was the biggest influence on his songwriting ever, and he was a musical genius, while Carole King described him as a friend and brother. Wilson was the eldest and lasting surviving of the three brothers who formed the Beach Boys in 1961. They went on to receive a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award in 2001.
A musical genius. A look at the weather before we go today. Heavy and thundery rain across southwest England and Wales, moving eastwards as the day goes on. Brighter elsewhere though, and staying really warm with temperatures reaching around 25 degrees Celsius. That's Thursday's lunchtime news programme from Radio News Hub. We'll have updates throughout the day and online at radionewshub.com.